Please welcome to Ruined Dits for Breakfast, our spring racing carnival expert, Bruce McAvaney.
Oh, gee, the coverage last Saturday, Roo, was fantastic. Covered Sydney and Melbourne, all the big races, and they're doing it again this Saturday tomorrow. Bruce, good morning.
You too, Dits and Roo. Yeah, no, it was an incredible day, and looking forward to another big Cox Plate. Roo, we used to meet each other there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Used to be the... Every year I'd dash down to interview the winner and Roo was smiling because he'd backed it.
I'd give you a high five on the way through, Bruce. It was gold.
I'll give you
a tip, guys. This is a good thing to do. I've had a knee operation, Bruce, and the best thing about that, having it in the spring carnival time, is you have to lay down and elevate your leg. I've done more couch work over the spring carnival than ever before and don't feel guilty at all. So tip out there, if you're going to have an operation, do it at the spring carnival. Time and your wife can't tell you off.
No, that's right. Hey, Bruce, now for people that, you know, have their one bet a year, they bet on the Melbourne Cup, people within racing like yourself tend to say that the Cox Plate is the biggest and best race. Why do the insiders in the industry say that or think that?
Because it's, I guess, the championship race, Dits, and it's all to do with the weight scale. So horses in the Melbourne Cup or Caulfield Cup are handicapped, and, you know, sometimes a lightweight can knock off a champion, but at weight for age, you really get the weight depending on your age and your gender. So you feel like the best horse generally wins. Now, it doesn't happen all the time because we'd all be millionaires, but we'd be as rich as you. Anyway, it's a championship race. And, you know, from the very beginning, you know, horses like Farlap were winning this race in the first 10 years, and then we've had a litany of great horses. So, yep, the Melbourne Cup's, I guess, still the great race, but the race for the greatest horses remains the Cox Plate, and I guess that's the difference between the two.
Yep.
All right.
Good.
The Cox Plate usually has a clear cut favourite, or it does a lot of the times, like a Winx, for example. But tomorrow you've got Zaki, the top weight, who failed at its last start. You've got Very Elegant, who was not dissimilar, and also Animo as well, which is a Cummings horse that's got a chance. It's pretty open tomorrow.
It is, and look, both Very Elegant's failure and Zaki's failure have changed everything. Zaki would have been an odds-on favourite had he won the Might and Power. He was disappointing, you know, a real head-scratcher. So can he turn that form around? He looked a better horse than Incentivise when he won the Doomben Cup and the Hollandale earlier this year. So that's the great question mark. Very Elegant, so, you know, she's a great horse. This would crown a career that would take her from, you know, a great to a champion. If she can win a Cox Plate. And Animo's the three-year-old. Now, three-year-olds have got a pretty good record.
Yeah.
And this is an exceptional three-year-old. The one query with him is the barrier. He's drawn the outside barrier, which means he's going to have to go back to last. So you've got those three horses you mentioned, Roo and Dits. And then there's a couple of other horses like Probabile and, you know, Australian horses or New Zealand horses we know well. And then we've got these two international horses who have not raced here before. And that's been a pretty good recipe in recent years. If you take Winks out, the last three winners of the Cox Plate have had their first runs in Australia, and we hadn't seen them before. So
Wow. Watch
out for State of Rest and Gold Trip. So it's a really intriguing Cox Plate.
All right. What about you? You're the man who gets a lot of the mail around the track and breakfast with the stars and everything, and people like to tell you things, Bruce. Can you share a winner with the audience, please, mate? Come on, there's 10 races on the program. Can you tip us into something, please?
Well, I'm gonna tip you into Zaki in the Cox Plate because I do get a bit of J Max mail. He lives with Katie Mallion, so and Katie works with us every Saturday. So, you know, I do text Katie occasionally for a tip. and look, I'm thinking he can turn it around, Zaki. I reckon that's the horse for the Cox Plate. For the Moonee Valley Cup, a horse called Pondus. So that's the race 8, number 10, Pondus.
Okay.
I think Jai McMill, so that's race 8, number 10. And I'm having a very quick look as I run my eye over things. Race 7, number 1, forgot you. Oh, no, it's odds on. You don't want to back it. No, we'll
stick with that. It'll be odds on after this.
Hey, Bruce, what about the people that have a sentimental bet? For anyone that just likes to have a little bet, maybe for a place, the Adelaide horse, can Dallas Sand run a place in the Cox Plate?
He can. You just took the words out of my mouth. I mean, he's the one. He's $61. And that just shows you what a great race the Cox Plate is. So, in the autumn, the equivalent of the Cox Plate is the Queen Elizabeth. This horse got beaten head-to-head. by a day have been very elegant. So he's $61. He'll be about $11 a place. Dallas End, yep. Leon McDonald, Andrew Lewis. He's the one, Dits. He's the one.
Mm-hmm. $11 for a place. There you go. For anyone that just has a little dollar, you know, once a year, twice a year, there you go. Ooh,
beautiful.
Good on you, Bruce. Enjoy the day tomorrow on Channel 7. We'll be watching. It's great coverage. It really is on 7 and 7 Plus from 11:30 tomorrow. Have a great day, Bruce.
Good on you, guys. And, Roo, I hope that injury doesn't get better for a long time.
Yeah. I've got a feeling it's going to improve about, mid-November.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
I always say to Bruce, come on, do your homework, would you?
Oh, yeah. Hey? He just doesn't put in enough.